in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, and we're not any of those things for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
And pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
So happy to be with you on this Football Monday, this post-draft edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This just begins the process, only scratches the surface of what we'll be doing throughout the coming days and weeks, breaking down this draft by the Browns, and so much to break down with 9 overall picks, and a lot was accomplished. A lot was accomplished. Now, I can sit here and say it was a great draft. And I could sit here and say, not so good. And neither would be relevant. Because as much as I'd like to tell you that I'm the authority and the be-all, end-all who knows everything about this team and about the NFL and all these years of experience of watching this league, I've learned this much about drafts. You can make no conclusions now. Let's put it this way. You can make conclusions. We all do. And put these instant grades up and offer these overwhelmingly strong opinions. And you hear them from fans and media types and former coaches or general managers in the NFL who are now media types. Hear them talk about this in definitive ways. And it's silly. It's what we do, but it's silly because it is so baseless right now. It doesn't accomplish anything from the standpoint of telling you what you need to believe about this particular draft or any particular draft. But we do it every year. It's several years from now. It's 2 or 3 years from now, or whatever you want to call it, generally, that we'll really know. But I will say this much, based on what the needs are, based on what the accomplishments have been of some of these players at the collegiate level, I really like what happened. Trent Richardson, that addition alone makes this a home run. For a lot of people, that was enough. Seeing that guy come aboard, a special player come aboard this team, could arguably be the best of all the talent coming out of this year's draft class. That could be enough. But it goes much bigger than that. The Browns made their statement at quarterback and invested a first-round pick in Brandon Weeden, thought to be universally in the league the third best guy, and in many comparable ways better than, in certain aspects of his game, better than what was picked ahead of him at the quarterback position, Andrew Luck, Robert Griffin III. So for those of you who don't like where people were picked, and there was some hue and cry over Brandon Weeden's selection where he was, and Mitchell Schwartz, the offensive tackle, being picked in the second round, and why wasn't he picked later? Because the books, the draft guide, said he was ranked lower than a second-round pick. And John Hughes, the book said lower than where he was picked, third round, and on and on. And, first of all, with the draft books, they're fun reads, and they give you some feel for maybe background of players in the draft, and media uses them. Everybody who's interested in this stuff spends time looking at them or going online and looking at it. But again, they're not the gospel. They're not the authority. And I say this not just for this year. I say this based on many, 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 many years of being around this and stacking these books up in front of me, as everyone does. And hearing conversation from others who offer opinions that are just, you take them in and you mix it all up. And sometimes they're right, oftentimes they're wrong. Oftentimes these are inaccurate. But that's just the way it is. And again, I've written before drafts based on a lot of the information I've gathered from folks and what I've read for, you know, when I worked for NFL.com, when I worked before that for the Buffalo News. And this information was incorporated into my analysis and my previews and what I saw on my own. And again, you miss a lot based on that. You miss a lot because you think, well, hey, somebody took the time to study all this. Mel Kiper studies all this tape. Todd McShay breaks it all down. They're wrong a lot. They're wrong a lot. Guys miss. They can be accurate on where guys are picked, not necessarily accurate on what guys will actually end up doing. But this is, again, we know how critical this draft is for the Browns, and I think on that basis alone, how important it is to the future of this franchise, how important it is toward defining what happens with the Browns for the long haul, and this current regime, this Mike Holmgren regime that's in place, this is the statement draft, the draft of drafts. It has to be. And I believe what was accomplished right now, knowing what we know of Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon, and then the specifics of Mitchell Schwartz, bringing him in here, and I really think when you break it down, those three picks especially will be what determines how this thing goes from here, and I like the chances of it working out. I like the chances of all three giving that immediate impact. And I look at, you know, the whole thing about Brandon Whedon, we'll talk about it a zillion times about his age, being a 3 to 5 year sort of window or whatever. Now, a lot of you, rather than, you know, at 28, rather than it being a 10 or 15 or whatever type of window that that others would look at, because they just, you want to see, well, I want this guy to be our quarterback for that many years. If you're happy with him in 3 to 5 years, I think you've got every reason to be happy, period. Now, a lot of you are unhappy that the Browns only drafted one receiver and waited until the fourth round to do it and got a guy who is under 6 feet in Travis Benjamin. Like this caller to our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY.
Big Alan here. Been a Browns fan all my life, 43 years, and I'm dying to know the mystery. There's a mystery that I believe all Cleveland fans want to know. Did a wide receiver steal Tom Eckers' parking spot once or something? Because he seems to absolutely have a disdain for drafting elite wide receivers. Why, going on the fourth year now, we still have not drafted a top wide receiver? Yeah, we got Greg Little last year in the second round, who should develop and get better, but I don't think anybody believes he's going to be a big-time guy. Norwood, Massaquon, no. I know we drafted Benjamin, a speed guy. The rumors that they wanted Kendall Wright, those are rumors. When is he going to finally draft an offensive weapon, a wide receiver, primarily, high, and put some real playmakers with now Trent Richardson and Brandon Whedon? Every year we keep hearing, well, the receivers were bad because, well, we're going to put the West Coast offense in and they should be better. Well, the receivers are going to be better because we got a better quarterback throwing to them. I mean, it's just more and more excuses been made for why these guys aren't producing. So my fear is we're going to go this time next year, we're going to be saying, oh, God, we hope Tampa finally addresses the wide receiver. And once again, he drafts a linebacker, a pass rusher, and third, fourth, fifth round, here comes another token wide receiver. So I really would like to know, bottom line is, what is Hecker's problem with drafting wide receivers high, an elite wide receiver? Thanks, Vic.
All right, and thank you for the call. Well, for the record, I don't know of any issue with Tom Hecker and wide receivers. I really don't. I think that premise is wrong. I think he has as much regard for that position as anyone does. And I believe it's much more, you use the term rumor, I believe it's much stronger. The Browns absolutely liked Kendall Wright, liked him a lot. And then he was gone at 20, so that left them at 22 to decide to do what I think was the logical move, because it was where in their progression what they intended to do next, which was address the quarterback position with Brandon Whedon and not wait and not chance waiting till 37 overall to do that. But after Wright was off the board, after, of course, Justin Blackmon and Michael Floyd were off the board, that was the end of the line as far as the Browns were concerned with wideouts in the premium area. In the premium area. So they got Travis Benjamin, a speed guy, a slot guy, a return guy, an athletic guy. They're very excited about this guy from Miami. Really are. 5'10", but he's got a huge vertical leap. He's got explosiveness with his long broad jump, 9 feet plus. There's a lot of things that this young guy brings to the table, explosiveness that could make him a very fun addition to this team and an impactful one as well. Now, on this show tonight and coming up next, Bernie Kosar is going to join us. We're going to break down the entire draft, mostly the offensive side of this draft with Bernie, who is, of course, a regular on this show. You're also going to hear from the Browns' second-round pick, Mitchell Schwartz, the offensive tackle from Cal. We got him aboard with us by phone, so you'll hear from that. And that is all coming up, and I'll read more of your questions and give you more of my answers throughout the show as well. On Cleveland Browns Daily, it's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Hey Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24-7, 365 to the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPNCleveland.com.
If you love beer, there's no better place to be than the International Beer Fest at the IX Center May 11th and 12th. Featuring over 200 breweries and 800 beers from across the globe, the International Beer Fest is where true beer connoisseurs unite. Meet renowned brewers and industry pros, sample your favorite brews, and discover a few new ones at the largest beer fest in the Midwest. Tickets on sale now at ixbeerfest.com. The International Beer Fest, a celebration of good times and great beer.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Today is a Let's Move It Monday, brought to you by Cleveland Clinic. Try to get 10,000 steps in a day this week. Visit letsmoveit.org to learn more on how to stay active. And this segment It is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And here he is to help us break down the Browns 2012 draft, Bernie Kosar. So, Bernie, kind of a fun and interesting weekend, huh?
Yeah, it shows you the level of football, whether you're a passive fan, an avid fan, or just a crazy fan like myself. The interest and the excitement, just on a pure level of trying to speculate and see how you can make your team better. And we had a lot of picks. So the Browns are around at lots of points in the draft this week, which made it kind of fun to pay attention to.
Okay, so with 9 overall picks, I mean, my first blush on this, Bernie, is that the Browns significantly helped themselves because they've got some dynamic players, but they also, and a quarterback of the future, and who I think is actually going to be a quarterback of the present, ultimately, and addressed a lot of areas. It seems to me like they should be satisfied as a team with what they came out with this draft.
Well, I think you stole my line. I would say the quarterback of the present, and there's no doubt to, you know, whether you think we could have traded back and gotten more picks or not, you can't debate that we got some players that are definitely made us a better team. Bill Polian, me and you talked at length about it the last couple weeks. Bill Polian had mentioned that there's 3 for sure superstar players in this NFL draft. The first 2 quarterbacks and Trent Richardson. And whether, you know, we could have stayed at 4 and got them, or do we pay too much to come up, you could debate that. But at the end of the day, one of the things we've talked about and NFL people talk about, it's imperative that you get players and playmakers. And Trent Richardson, according to a lot of people, myself included, look like he's going to be a superstar in the league.
Yeah, I think he has that kind of ability, Bernie. And when you think about a running back in a pass-oriented league, your first thought is, okay, how much does he really help you? But truth of the matter is, I think he can help significantly, especially with a young quarterback. And you'd have a young one even if that guy was Colt McCoy, but a quarterback who is, again, in his first year in the NFL, and Brandon Whedon, you're gonna need that. You're gonna have some young offensive linemen. I think a running back who is as productive as Richardson was at the collegiate level, as versatile as he is, inside outside runner, explosive, and a guy who can help with blocking and passing situations, I think he can elevate the play of so many people around him.
No doubt about it. And again, we mentioned last week that you look at guys like Barry Sanders, Marshall Faulk, and Kurt Warner came into the league when St. Louis won the Super Bowl. You look at Adrian Peterson when Brett Favre went to the NFC Championship game with the Vikings. Those type running backs, and I don't want to put the pressure on Trent Richardson, but I believe he has an opportunity to be talked about in that breath of running backs. He has that many God-given gifts, abilities, and I think passion for the game. But when you have guys like that, it makes defensive coordinators, it makes defenses play that eighth man in a box, play that extra guy up there. It puts man coverage outside or single coverage outside. It significantly simplifies the pass defenses. So in turn, your quarterback, actually, it makes it easier because he gets easier defenses to read. He gets one-on-one coverage. Then he has the ability to run the ball and be on the positive side of kind of the down and distance situations.
And you see him, too, in the passing game. I mean, he can, as we talk about this, you could split him out. He can certainly catch the ball out of the backfield. This is a guy who really doesn't have to leave the field. If it all goes as well in the NFL as it did for him in college, this is a guy that you can count on in many situations. And I think that even elevates the value of him and possibly makes him the most talented or most dynamic player of the entire college crop this year.
Vic, absolutely. I mean, that's a really good point that he's not leaving the field. And I'm a big fan of Nick Saban in terms of him as a football coach and how he coaches and teaches his guys. His guys are NFL ready. And for a superstar runner like Trent Richardson is, to have the ability to not only catch the ball, I'm not sure about splitting him out, but keeping that threat of the run with his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield. And then thirdly, his ability to pass protect, to pick up the linebackers, to handle the blitzes, to chip on defensive linemen and then release. It's impeccable. And those type of having a rounded physical game like that, I really believe makes the whole team a more physical, tougher, a more Cleveland typed area to play in. I just think it's going to add a lot of benefits to the team.
Bernie Kosar joining us as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, we look at the quarterback, Brandon Whedon. This is an immensely talented guy. I know we talked a lot about him before the draft. I mean, as far as his arm strength goes, the accuracy that goes with his ability to throw the deep ball, to throw any pass you need an NFL quarterback to throw, thread the needle, he does all that. The only knock has been about how long you have him in the league, but I really don't care about that. I think at 28, he'll be 29 in October. I'm fine with that. I don't care what the picture looks like in 10 years. I care with what this 0 to 5 year picture looks like.
Especially for us Browns fans, given the last 13 years and the state of the record and the state of the wins and losses. Yeah, in a perfect world, I'd like to have something for 10 to 15 years. But at the end of the day, it's not perfect, this world, and you have to adjust. And the next 5 years, the next couple years, this definitely upgrades us and gives us a chance to be better and deeper at the quarterback position. A guy I really respect and has had a big influence on. Prepared and worked out Brandon Whedon in the offseason to get ready for the combines, to get ready for the Senior Bowl, to get ready for the draft. He loves his ability to throw the ball, his release, his footwork, his intelligence, his passion for the game, and he's a big believer in Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, and I wanted you to go more into that, Bernie, the quarterback, breaking down the quarterback. What are some of the things that you can see this guy bringing to the table, and what will allow him to have success in the league, and particularly success on this Browns team?
Well, there's a lot's been made of his age, his baseball, spread offense, that type stuff. That spread offense throws a lot of glorified running plays that are bubble screens, things of that nature. But again, at the end of the day, he went to the Senior Bowl in a pro-style offense. He worked out with a couple people I really respect, and he's able to make the pro-style throws. And going under center, sometimes especially with kids that are athletic and have God-given gifts physically and athletically, I think a little too much is made of that. So they've been working on that. Kids have been working on that, the spread-style gun quarterbacks. They've been working on it. I think that won't be a problem. And again, his ability to throw the ball with some velocity in tough situations, I think he's been able to do that in college, and I think it's going to progress into the pros.
Some other very interesting offensive additions to the Browns from this draft. Mitchell Schwartz, the offensive tackle from Cal, coming in on the second round, looks like he could be plugged into that right tackle spot. Certainly a leading candidate for that. Travis Benjamin from Miami, I know you know him well, the fourth round pick at wide receiver that the Browns have, a real speedy guy. And then they go O-line again with their fifth round pick in Ryan Miller.
Yeah, you know what? Those are some of the needs of trying to get physical, I think, with Schwartz and Hughes in the second and third round, then get some depth there and get some again, from the offensive line, Schwartz is probably going to step in and play. Much has been talked about the right tackle position. Again, on both of them, you could say They were probably picked earlier than most people had them. But if you really like them, and they really are players, then you're glad you got them, because those are positions that you're going to be happy you have them when it comes October, November, December, especially with the defensive line, when you have guys like we had last year, who didn't get injured, that's great. But the Giants showed, and a lot of teams are showing, that you need multiple players, especially on the defensive front four, to be able to make plays, have consistency, and try to dominate the line of scrimmage. And that makes the skill position players that much better.
Tell me what you know about Travis Benjamin, Bernie, the speedster and a guy who can help a receiver, but also in the return game.
Yeah, we have Josh Cribbs. You know, running back kicks has done a phenomenal job for the last few years. But Travis Benjamin, in terms of the return game, slot receiver, speed that he has, it's incredible. And the physical tools. And if he could progress and have a focus on football, which at University of Miami, at times, there are certain games he incredibly was able to dominate. Sometimes we had some inconsistencies in the quarterback position that didn't help the receiver position. But here in the NFL, where hopefully we're getting better quarterback play, I think it's going to help him out. And a guy like that could fit in and add a compliment to a guy like Greg Little, who's a big, strong guy. Benjamin is more of a speed, smaller guy. And I think those two could complement each other well, given some good, solid quarterback play, especially if you're able to run the ball and he's matched up one-on-one, like I anticipate some defenses doing, and with Trent Richardson in the backfield.
Bernie Kosar, great stuff as always, and we will talk with you again down the line, my buddy.
Sounds good.
He is Bernie Kosar, and he joins us here regularly on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease a fuel-efficient Focus or Fusion for only $169 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Naval Heights, Brunswick, Palm Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
What if it never happened? What if he was never here?
Now the fans chanting, Tomey, Tomey.
Or here?
A home plate celebration! Tomey to get by!
Or here?
Jim Tomey back with the Indians.
What if Kenny never ran?
And Lofton, he is running wild on the bases today.
Or jumped?
Kenny Lofton took a home run away.
Or took a swing?
Oh, did Lofton hit a bullet?
What if he didn't come home?
He was not only the Indians' field leader behind the plate, the emotional leader as well.
And home again.
Six-time All-Star Sandy Alomar Jr.
What if 455 was just a number?
They're on their feet at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, a sold-out Progressive Field.
And this?
A walk-off grand slam!
Was just
for Carlos Santana! The magic is back!
The beginning.
Who knows what might happen?
Cleveland Indians. What if?
Do you need us? Right place, right time with Billboard Connection? We are there. You need an identity for your business or organization? We can provide that with full-color, large-format advertising, billboards, mall and bus graphics, and so much more. We have many unique ways to get your business seen in the right place, right time, but ask us. We'll come to you. You can find us online at starpointneo.com or billboardconnection.com, and we'll be there. Right place, right time. Billboard Connection, branding partners of ESPN Cleveland. We're there for you.
Make your next vehicle purchase an easy one at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Save when you swap your ride for a new Ford and lease the best-selling Escape or F-150 for only $199 a month. With Ohio's largest selection of Fords, guaranteed financing, and the most for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat. Plus, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Just find Liberty Ford on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And appreciating the fact that you are choosing to spend this portion of your Monday with us. It is now our Ask Vic portion, and this is driven by Liberty Ford. You submit questions via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, via voicemail as well, as you heard at the top of the show, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6134. Lots of Twitter either comments or questions. Craig, still ticked at you guys for the lack of attention to the wide receiver position. Follows up what our caller had at the top. Craig, I wouldn't be ticked. I think there are other ways that can improve, and if the first two or all three of the top three picks produce the way they're expected to produce, the way I think they can produce in the NFL, I think that receiver question becomes a little less of a question, maybe a lot less of a question. Nikki via Twitter. I hope you get rid of Colt McCoy. He's got to go, please. Well, his future is something that everyone's going to keep an eye on now that Brandon Whedon is aboard. Now that, you know, it was mentioned by the Browns brass that it was, you know, it was being discussed. But you heard Mike Holmgren at the end of the draft or near the end of the draft on Saturday say that right now there's four quarterbacks on this team. And I think the operative thing is right now. Let's see how the rest of this offseason plays out and what the Browns might do. Probably hard for a lot of people to see McCoy, who had been a starter for all of last season or the 13 that he played and then the chunk of the previous season, wanting to stick around and not be a starter if that's the case with Brandon Whedon take over. I like this from Kenneth via Twitter. I cried when the Browns made good draft selections this year. That was good, Kenneth. You cried. All right, that's a positive sign, I guess. Overcome with emotion. Antonio via Twitter. My sights are optimistic about the Browns draft talent. Another guy. I don't know if he cried, but he was optimistic. And again, so many comments about people loving the pick of Trent Richardson. And how could you not? And I also heard, well, did they give up, you know, too much to get to four to get him? Did they have to do that? I don't know unequivocally if they did or they didn't, but the fact is the brain trust felt they did. And I don't think it was a ridiculous sum to give up. And you get a fourth round back with the trade later on in the draft to make up for that loss of that pick. But these are, you know, lower round areas. I'm not saying those wouldn't be useful picks, but I think to ensure that you get a player that good, you do it. You make the move. And they did. And I have no problem with that. I have no regrets for that. I think it's nitpicking to say, well, you know, they got him, but did they really have to give up anything? Okay, and then if they don't get him, I think that fallout's a lot worse. Patrick via Facebook, that's the fallout I wouldn't want to hear. Patrick says, I didn't expect the wide receiver position not getting upgraded, but I'm real happy. I'm real happy that we got a beast like Trent. This is me now, but I mean, comparisons of Trent Richardson to the whole beast mode Marshawn Lynch thing. I mean, I think he can be that type of runner on a consistent basis more than Lynch was through his career, because it just started to revive for him in Seattle. Showed flashes of it in Buffalo, but revived in Seattle. And again, I think Trent's a whole different kind of guy, too, in a good way. This is Patrick again. I'm hoping for Holmgren's sake that Whedon ends up being the man. But I really can't believe that we are all going to have to watch the same wideouts on Sundays. Greg Little is up and coming, and though Josh Cribbs needs to do work, Josh Cribbs needs to do work this year, go Browns. Greg Little, a big part, I think, of the thinking is the expectation that he will improve. And I think that's a big part of it. And the expectation that Cribbs will benefit from having, again, if we project Brandon Whedon as the starter, you heard Bernie Kosar talk about this too, that Oklahoma State offense put him in a lot of situations where touch throws, those shorter intermediate throws, bubble screen style, people in the open field, in an open space, I should say, in a short area, and then making gains. Is that not what Josh Cribbs is all about? Is that not what Travis Benjamin could be all about? You start thinking about those dynamics, and that could be fun, with real fast guys having the ball in their hands and making big plays, in addition to the traditional, you know, deeper long-range throws. Billy, via Facebook, I think after week five, all of us will be very happy with some of the draft choices that were made these last few days. Big ups to the Browns for the past 3 years in drafting. I, for one, can't wait to watch the 2012 Browns in action. Go Browns, all in caps from Billy. Good stuff. All right, we have got more coming up, a conversation with one of those draft picks, the second rounder, Mitchell Schwartz, offensive tackle from Cal. That is coming up. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Mother's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1414. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Plus, a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1414.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, this post-draft edition. Vic Carucci with you here till the top of the hour. Now is the time to become a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. Browns season tickets start at $32 a game and a significant savings over single game prices. Other benefits include flexible payment options, discounted parking, and more. Unite with the Cleveland Browns. Call now, 440-824-3434, or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game. And we're very pleased to be joined right now by the Browns' second-round pick, Mitchell Schwartz. He's an offensive tackle from Cal. Mitchell, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be on. Great to be part of the Cleveland Nation.
Yeah, I guess so. This is exciting stuff to have you here and to look upon you, first of all, as someone who immediately addresses a need for this team. The Browns looking for someone to fill that right tackle spot, and it looks very much like you're going to be in the mix for that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, obviously, you know, the draft pick is great and all, but you got to go in there. You got to show you can do it on the field. You know, I'm just looking forward to getting out there, getting to work. You know, it's kind of, obviously, you play for the games, but it's also all the stuff that goes into it. So I'm just, you know, ready to get out there, start competing to see if I can win the spot.
Some folks were, and again, draft nicks being what they are, the cottage industry of trying to project what the draft's all about, has rankings and such that truly don't mean anything, because these are people trying to sell books and sell themselves to the general public, but it's the general managers who actually make the choices. And so if your name wasn't mentioned as prominently as those of some other tackles, as far as the Browns were concerned, it didn't matter. You were someone they targeted and picked, you know, very quickly on the second round. How much of a feel did you have that you were going to end up here as where you did on that 37th overall pick?
Yeah, I mean, going through the process, you know, I kind of talked with Cleveland, or, you know, at all the different checkpoints. I met with them at the combine. They'd come out to school to work me out, and then I also visited the facility. So, I mean, throughout that process, I kind of had a good feeling that they're interested in me, at least somewhat, you know. And I always liked talking to them. Coach Warhop was always there. It was great. We formed a good connection. So I knew there was interest in them for me. You know, I didn't necessarily try to map out where I was going to go in the draft or any of that stuff. I've heard some of the stories about what could happen if you do that and then you start flipping and, you know, kind of how the day can go from there. So I try not to do too much of the what team likes me, what team doesn't like me, where they're picking, that whole thing. But, I mean, like I said, I had a good feeling Cleveland liked me. Obviously, I'm glad it worked out the way it did. And it definitely helps, you know, having, like I said, met with them a few times. It's not going to be a completely new situation.
And, Mitchell, one of the things you really had going for yourself, among many, is that you had outstanding practices in Mobile before the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. I was down there for those, and I heard people talking about you in particular, not just, you know, Browns people, but, I mean, other people with other NFL teams and some neutral observers just kind of charting things out. And it kept coming back that you were having an exceptional week of practice. What can you tell me about that week?
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun. You know, something I was looking forward to. I think kind of going into the whole draft process, I was a little bit under the radar. Like you said, you know, kind of in just the general media, Not so sure, you know, with the actual scouts and all the NFL guys, but I just wanted to go out there, you know, play well, kind of show what I can do. I knew that, you know, there's so many different variables, obviously, guys you're never playing against, different team maybe, but I just wanted to go out there. I knew that if I, you know, did what I did on the field, everything else would take care of itself, and I think I kind of accomplished that. It was definitely, like I said, it was a good week. It was a lot of fun. You get to play with new players. You get to play against new players. So it was a good week for me personally, you know, on the field, but also meeting other guys and just having fun playing.
And on that checklist of qualities that people like about you for the NFL is having played 51 career games, 35 at left tackle, 16 at right tackle, so that versatility comes through, but more importantly, the experience. How big is that for you to have spent that much time on the field as a collegiate player?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, I remember, you know, when you first get on the field, they always say the game is so much faster than you expect. And I remember, you know, my first season, kind of towards the middle of the season, everything started to slow down a little bit. You know, it's kind of the cliche you hear all the time, but it actually really did happen. Everything started to slow down a little bit. You could start to actually see things that are happening on the field. You're not so caught up in kind of just getting the job done, but you can maybe slow it down. You can see the guy in front of you. Maybe his alignment's a little tight, or maybe he's going to slay inside. And so when everything just starts to slow down like that, you can pick up a lot more. And obviously, you know, it helps when you go from 20 games to 30 to 40 to 50. It just kind of keeps getting into that comfort zone. And it's something you've done before. It's something, obviously, you've practiced a lot. So it's gonna be a big help for me. I think, you know, the experience also, having two great offensive line coaches in college, which kind of helps me out as well. I mean, we had Jim Mihalchik, who I went there with, and he went to Oakland. And then Steve Marshall actually came from Cleveland.
Right.
And then Coach Mihalchik came back after Coach Marshall left. So he coached by two guys, you know, who've been in the NFL, two great coaches. So I think that also helps along with the experience.
It's not going to hurt that Joe Thomas is playing left tackle, the five-time Pro Bowler, one of the very best, if not the best, in the game.
Oh, no, not at all. I know when Coach Marshall came, he brought a lot of Cleveland tape with him. I think that was Joe's first 2 years there. I think he made the Pro Bowl first year straight out, so he's a great player from the start. So just being able to kind of watch him, learn a lot of stuff from him. I mean, he makes it look so effortless out there. It kind of, at times, just looks like he's not even trying. He just, you know, how smooth he is. So I've always, you know, kept up watching him. Obviously, I watched a lot of the stuff in the first 2 years, as much as I could, you know, watch him throughout. Because, I mean, I like to do that with everyone, but him being, you know, setting himself up as one of the elite guys, and how he did it so quickly in the NFL, yeah, so something, obviously, you want to try and copy that success.
Mitchell Schwartz, the Browns' second-round draft pick, joining us here by phone on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you were able to get some, not only these coaches that have guided you, and like you said, the guidance that you'll get from a Joe Thomas being on this team, but you have a brother who's followed this path in the NFL already. Jeff, he was a seventh round pick of the Panthers from Oregon in 2008, was a tackle, but also is now moved over to guard, started some in 2010, then got hurt, and now he's been picked up by the Vikings. What kind of guidance has Jeff given you through this whole process?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, you know, all the way back, even when I was in high school coming out, kind of everything I've been doing, he's already done. So it's been good to have him there. Obviously, I don't want to rely on that too much. You know, our experience is going to be a lot different. It's going to be different situations, different people you're dealing with, different coaches. So, I mean, I get the general feel of what to expect. You know, you can ask, you know, how does the first training camp go, all that kind of stuff. But I don't want to rely on that too much. You know, I want to kind of create my own path. But it's something, a pretty cool resource that not many other people have. I think it definitely helps.
And Mitchell, the other things, again, on this list of qualities that jump out, 33-inch arms. So you got to have the arm length, obviously, to get to keep those pass rushers at bay or keep those defenders, again, away. And the fact, too, that you're an instinctive guy and really agile, that you can move and do well in space, which I'm picturing a guy who often would be leading the charge in the running game with Trent Richardson behind you there. These are all qualities that are going to help you a great deal.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, obviously the guys you face in the NFL are going to be, you know, the best guys you face in college, but you're going to face them every week. So you got to, you know, kind of hit all the measurables on the list. You got to be a good enough athlete. You got to have a good enough frame. But when it comes down to it, you know, it's just how you play football on tape. I think that's kind of what stood out for me. Just going back, watching the tape, I think it just, it doesn't really matter how you get the job done. You just got to do it. Like I said, I was able to have two really good coaches, so the foundation I have with the technique, with what to expect, how to play different things, greatly helps me in that. You know, I kind of have a good idea of what to expect on, you know, different plays, different situations. I mean, I think I'm obviously very capable of it, and just looking forward to getting started.
And when you think about what a right tackle has to do, so much of it being based on power and teams being right-handed with their running game, and the fact that you did play or started 16 games at that side while starting 35 on the other side, give me your sense of the biggest differences in the skill sets that you have to bring to the right side.
I mean, honestly, I think it's pretty much the same. You know, the NFL, like I said, you got quality guys playing defensive end on both sides of the ball. I don't think you have plays off or you have weeks off or you got a guy that you're going to face. You know, college, you have, you know, the 1AA teams you might face where the talent gap is just huge. That's not going to exist in the NFL. You're going to face a quality guy every week. And, I mean, for the most part, offenses are pretty balanced as well. You know, some teams favor one side or the other running just depending on personnel. But, I mean, obviously you don't want to have too many obvious tendencies like that. So I think the skill set is very similar. I think the mentality is very similar. You got to be able to run block well. You got to be able to pass block well and, you know, have a balanced offense.
And how exciting is it to know that you've got Trent Richardson, one of the most dynamic players to come out of college football in a long time, on your team, and you're going to have to open holes for him, and you're going to have Brandon Whedon also with you, the quarterback from Oklahoma State, who's, you know, coming into this league as a first round pick at quarterback. It's a lot of us have kind of looked at the three of you and say this is really kind of a cornerstone foundation. Again, as you said, you got to prove it, but it has the makings of something special with the three of you coming in the same draft class.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I'm a huge football fan, college football fan, so, you know, I keep up on it. I try to watch as much as I can. And, you know, I remember even Trent Richardson as a freshman when he got there. They're already touting him. You know, he's already an NFL running back when he got there. You know, probably one of the rare guys that might have actually been able to jump high school to the pros. He's always had the talent, the ability, and he's proven it on the field. So it's gonna be really exciting to have him back there. He'll probably make me look good every now and again. And obviously Brandon Whedon, the success he's had, transforming Oklahoma State, you know, into a powerhouse the last few years. Just obviously the numbers he's put up, the successes his team has had. So it's gonna be really exciting to be able to go to work with those guys every day.
Great stuff, Mitchell. We thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
He is Mitchell Schwartz, and he is the Browns' second-round pick from Cal, offensive tackle. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking to swap your ride for a high-quality used vehicle? Visit Liberty Ford and make it easy. With over 7 million in pre-owned inventory to choose from, an industry-leading certified pre-owned program with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty and rates as low as 1.9% guaranteed financing. The highest dollar for your trade. And right now, Liberty is giving away $100 in free gas every week. Find Liberty on Facebook for your chance to win.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
Are you getting all the vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and proteins you need? Are you getting them naturally? Then you better take Joby's. What are Joby's? All-natural bee pollen, vitamins, minerals, and more. You get all your nutrition naturally. Nothing in Joby's but free-range organic bee pollen. Call today. 7-month supply is $99. That's 877-300-5632. Feel good, be good. 877-300-5632. Try Joby's today.
Hey guys, this is Michael Reagan. You know, if you're like me and you'd love to give your mom, maybe even your wife, a terrific gift, make sure you get them a gift to Spa West. Yeah, it's a gift to be pampered and to relax. You know, I've been to Spa West, tell you that all the time. The spa's absolutely gorgeous. It's Ohio's largest day spa, now through Mother's Day. Receive up to 20% on a bonus gift card. Call them 440-899-SPA-W in Westlake or buy it online at spawest.com. I'm Michael Reagan. I love Spa West. I'll see you there.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Law Enforce. Ask any police officer what's the best way to catch a criminal, and they'll say video evidence, which is why we've created the Alarm Force Video Relay. See and speak to whoever's at your front door through your cell phone. Plus, all actions are recorded in an archived history. Call today.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hi, gang, Riz here. Boy, have I got you covered for Mother's Day. Avalon Jewelers going to have the really big show out Friday, May 11th and Saturday, May 12th at the Avalon Jewelers in the corner of Snow and Pearl Road. They've got the beads, Camellia and Troll beads. How about the new limited edition Mother's Day beads and the OSU beads? Avalon sells fine jewelry, does repairs. Visit any of their locations, Avon, Menor, Parma, Brunswick, or see us Friday and Saturday, the 11th and 12th, the really big show at Avalon Jewelers.
Tom Hamilton here for Bedford Nissan. The Indian season has just begun, but at Bedford Nissan, the season is well underway, and they have been hitting home runs with our customers for months. Did you know that Nissan sells a car every 60 seconds? And at Bedford Nissan, well, it sure seems that way, because they're always busy. The reason? The deals are great, and their customer service is the best. Hurry into Bedford Nissan today and take advantage of the Nissan Sale a Minute sales event and save big. Bedford Nissan, it's the dealer.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here doing the Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. Via Facebook, Chad writes, Richardson still benefits from his collegiate lead blocker. That's awesome. This was a great draft. Our existing receivers benefit tremendously from the impact of an outstanding run game. I go along with that, Chad. We will be fine. Whedon will make McCoy better. Then trade one of them for the big receiver. Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know about the last part, but I think the idea is that you improve. The whole idea of bringing aboard Brandon Whedon is to get better at the quarterback position. So if it does have the effect of making someone else better, yeah, that too. But believe me, when you invest in a first-round pick, you're expecting that guy to be your guy to make your team better. Rob via Facebook, and I'm sure that's not a bulletin. I like the first four picks, running back, strong-arm QB, O-lineman, and D-lineman. Not sold on the wideout, but only time will tell. And I hear you on that. With Travis Benjamin, the more you study about him, the more you can see what is to like. The really good vertical jump, the really good broad jump, the explosive, which is a measurement of explosiveness in legs, 9-plus feet on that. And the vertical 30 inches and change, whatever it was, I guess. Those are good numbers. Those show you, and body control. I mean, a guy who, when he does jump, shows some pretty good body control from what I can see to handle those competitions for the ball in the air. But I think when he's at his best, it won't be that he's always leaping as high as he can to catch the ball. Those are acrobatic, dramatic catches. You want to see the guy catching the standard sort of catches and also be good and again in that bubble area and be effective that way. K Hill, I guess. K Hill. via Facebook. I'm very encouraged by the Cleveland Browns draft. No problem with it. I like Whedon and Richardson. I have faith in Heckert with the other picks. Next year, get that receiver in the first round. He puts in a plug for Keenan Allen of California. Stud, trade up if you have to, this future number one receiver. Oh, well, yeah, all right. I hear you on that. And maybe that's where you put the thoughts for that position. Tony, we upgraded a good defense. This is via Facebook. Considering the time they spent on the field and with the new additions on offense, defense, you know, won't be out there nearly as much, means more wins. Tony, I like your thinking that, you know, we don't look at this stuff in vacuums, in offensive or defensive vacuums, and they do go together. And, you know, not enough said probably, and we'll say it as the week because we've got plenty of time to discuss this going forward. But I think the drafting of John Hughes at defensive tackle, depth where it is sorely needed. James Michael Johnson from Nevada, the linebacker, I think there's a lot to be excited about with him, too. Two good additions to special teams. We want to thank Bernie Kosar, Mitchell Schwartz, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be back with you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for 3D.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.